The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Disease severity, brain changes linked to cognitive decline. Disease severity, brain volume loss, and brain lesions are able to predict later cognitive declines in people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, a study in China found. The study, Clinical and MRI Predictors of Cognitive Decline in Patients with Relapsing Remitting Multiple Sclerosis, a 2-year longitudinal study, was published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Brain tissue changes, including volume loss and lesions, which can be assessed with an MRI, are an established way to predict or monitor MS disease progression, particularly worsening motor symptoms. More than half of MS patients also experience cognitive problems, including issues with learning, problem-solving, and planning. But the relationship between brain tissue changes and later cognitive decline has not been thoroughly established. A team of researchers monitored cognitive and MRI changes in 107 RRMS patients and 74 healthy participants who served as a control group over 2 years. Among the patients, the average disease duration was 12 years. The disease attack rate at the study's start was 1 per year in 39 people, 2 per year in 43. And 3 per year in the remaining 25 patients. RRMS patients showed several MRI changes compared with the control group at the study's start. Specifically, patients had a lower total brain volume, as well as less white and gray matter. White matter is brain tissue that contains mostly nerve cell projections, while gray matter is made up largely of nerve cell bodies. Cognitive function tests showed that patients also had impairments in cognition compared with healthy controls. Specifically, they had poorer verbal memory, visual memory, and visuospatial perception, or the ability to perceive an object's location relative to one's own body. Patients also showed deficits in executive function, which encompasses a set of skills such as working memory, flexible thinking, and self-control that help in everyday life. Information processing speed was similar in both groups, however. After 2 years, 38 patients were considered to have experienced cognitive decline from their baseline performance, while 69 were considered cognitively stable. Patients who had a longer disease duration, worse disease-associated disability, and more disease attacks per year at the study's start were more likely to experience cognitive decline. All the healthy participants were cognitively stable. Several MRI measurements were also associated with cognitive performance. In particular, lower total brain volume at the study's start was associated with cognitive decline, as was a lower volume in the brain's frontal lobe, involved in complex cognitive functions, and the temporal lobe, which plays a known role in memory. Lower baseline levels of total gray matter, and gray matter in several individual brain regions, including the cortex, hippocampus, and thalamus, also predicted cognitive loss. Similarly, more of the brain's white matter containing lesions at the study's start was associated with worse cognitive function. The results highlight clinical and MRI parameters that may be useful predictors of cognitive outcomes in MS patients. The study did not examine how MS treatments might have influenced cognitive or MRI findings during the study, nor did it account for disease attacks during the 2-year follow-up, the research team pointed out. Nevertheless, the researchers said their findings suggest that RRMS patients with more disease severity, higher gray matter atrophy, and increased white matter lesion volume are more susceptible to cognitive decline. Future studies should seek to address the longer-term relationships between cognition and MRI parameters, and to better understand what causes brain atrophy to lead to impaired cognition, the researchers said. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, Ph.D., on May 12, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias published on May 13, 2022. Hunt for EBV vaccine gets a boost from NIH. The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, is joining the search for a vaccine to attack the Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV. This is a big deal for people with multiple sclerosis, because carrying the virus is thought to play a significant role in the development of MS. In fact, research published earlier this year by Harvard scientists concludes that a previous EBV infection may increase a person's MS risk by 32 times. There's a good chance you're among the 90 to 95% of the world's population who have been infected by EBV, which often occurs during childhood. EBV can cause mononucleosis and other illnesses, although frequently people who have EBV show no symptoms at all. Fighting MS by fighting EBV. Multiple efforts are underway to develop EBV vaccines and therapies. An investigational therapy called ATA-188 is among those being researched, and a small study has indicated that this treatment may have an impact on MS. Researchers hope to enroll up to 80 non-active primary and secondary progressive MS patients with evidence of past or current EBV infection in their study's second phase, which produces one of the mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines, is further along in its quest. The company is sponsoring a clinical trial for a possible EBV vaccine that uses the same mRNA technology as the COVID-19 vaccine. Researchers hope to enroll about 270 participants across 15 sites in the U.S. Other researchers are investigating whether an experimental COVID-19 T-cell therapy called TVGN-489 can be used against EBV for the treatment of MS. NIH plans EBV vaccine trial. The NIH study carries with it the considerable weight of this major research institution. The study plans to enroll 40 healthy adults ages 18 to 29, half of whom have evidence of prior EBV infection. Over a six-month period, they'll receive three injections of an experimental vaccine called EBV-GP350 ferritin, developed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Laboratory of Infectious Diseases, or NIAID, which is part of the NIH. It targets a glycoprotein found on the surface of the virus and the virus-infected cells. This investigational vaccine showed encouraging results in an EBV mouse model about 4 years ago. A vaccine that could prevent or reduce the severity of infection with the Epstein-Barr virus could reduce the incidence of infectious mononucleosis and might also reduce the incidence of EBV-associated malignancies and autoimmune diseases, NIAID Director Anthony S. Fauci, M.D., said in a press release. Which brings us back to MS. The words autoimmune diseases in Dr. Fauci's quote are what jumps out at me, because MS is one of those autoimmune diseases. In their report earlier this year, the Harvard researchers wrote, "The extremely low MS risk in EBV-negative individuals suggests that, by far, most MS cases are caused by EBV and could thus potentially be prevented by a suitable vaccine. Is an EBV vaccine the MS cure we've all been hoping for? Let's hope the added research muscle of the NIH will lead to an EBV vaccine sooner rather than later." To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.